This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship founder Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who recently passed away, had devoted his life to helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel. It is in that spirit that we share today's Holy Land Moments teaching with Rabbi Eckstein with you.
Today we begin a series on King David, picking up the story after the death of Saul and his three sons, including David's beloved friend Jonathan. Although anointed the next king of Israel, David spent years fleeing from Saul. David knew that if he fell into Saul's hands, he would be killed. Despite that, David did not respond in kind. Even when he had opportunities to take revenge on Saul, he didn't. Why? Because David knew that Saul was God's anointed king until it was David's time to take the throne. David respected the authority that God had given to Saul. So when he learned of Saul's death, David didn't celebrate. In fact, he mourned the loss of Saul and Jonathan. Even though David had every reason to hate Saul, he chose not to. Instead, he remembered the good that Saul had done for Israel. It takes great courage and fortitude to put aside hatred and hurt in order to respect the positive side of a person, particularly our enemies. But that's what David did, and that's what God calls all of us to do, to treat others with love and respect, for they, too, are created in the image of God.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at ifcj.ca.